Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 76 of the World of Coldcraft, brought to you from our COVID-19 home office. Of course, I'm always recording in my home office because that's where I make all of my content. But I've been stuck at home for the last 10 days, and I will be for the foreseeable future. So definitely the time to do some world making, because I'm sure many of you as well will be stuck at home these days. So at least I'll still keep you company, and I hope you're all well and that you're not in any sort of bad situation with regards to the virus. But this is of course not what we're here to talk about. I am your host, The Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and we're going to spend about 20 minutes talking about gold making in World of Warcraft, which is what I do every week. So I'll be talking through my week in terms of gold making, what I've been doing, what's worked, what hasn't. And I'll be talking about what's going on with the game and, of course, a discussion point. This podcast is made available by my amazing patrons that, amongst other things, get early access to all of my episodes and access to my full TSM setup, so that's pretty cool. If you're interested in that, head on over to patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker, and then let's head into the show. So, this week, what did I do? Well, in BFA, I'm currently sitting at just under 12.9 million gold. So that's pretty good. I made 800,000 gold worth of sales this week, and I only got 2 full repost sessions, and I didn't do any BOE shopping. So essentially, my gold went up by 800,000 because that's what my sales were, and I didn't really spend gold. So that's pretty cool. Of course, BOE sales are about 750,000 of my sales were from BOEs, including the most expensive one I sold this week was for 440,000. Now I'm sure some of you can do the math and realize that I probably didn't sell too many BOEs. And that's not too surprising because I haven't been buying them lately. You need to keep up purchases to keep up your sales in the BOE market. So when you stop buying for 2 weeks, then a little while later your sales will go down and you'll really notice it in that end. But that's fine. Going forward, I'll probably have time to go back to 3 full repost sessions and do some more shopping. Because what I did do this week on retail or BFA was that I finished my 30 days to a token challenge. And I got done on day 20. So from 11,000 gold, which is what I got, leveling from 110 to 120, up to 198,000, which is what I paid for the token on EU. It took me 20 days. I did play quite a bit more than the last time I did this challenge. The last time I finished on day 30, but I spent more time logged in this time for sure. I'm not quite certain if I played more or not, because I was AFK quite a lot for the first couple of weeks, but still. Yeah, it worked out very good to do it in 20 days. My favorite markets, or the markets I made most of my gold with, were essentially cooking and inscription. I think probably cooking. I haven't looked at the numbers yet. I'll be doing that and posting about that tomorrow, so stay tuned for that where I really dive into it. But I'll be sharing some thoughts later in the episode as well for the discussion point, like what I felt about the challenge this time around, what worked, what didn't, and sort of what I think about the wait or the road to your first token if you're someone who's just now starting out and you really want to get there. Some of the main items I sold were the new 8.3 foods, the stuff that gives you a buff in the visions, the horrific visions and the normal visions. I also sold quite a few Highborn compendiums. I actually crashed the price on those items on that realm to drive some sales, and that really worked as well. So I think maybe it's time to do another post as well on why large undercuts or larger undercuts can make sense, and particularly with the new auction house, which is very, very different from the old one in some respects, and you need to play it a little bit differently if you want to get the best results you can. So that's definitely something to consider as well. But overall, this was a really good week for retail. Now, if we turn our attention to Classic, I'm now sitting at 2,800 gold I have on me, and I have another 2,800 gold worth of auctions. And now, this is quite a bit down from last week, because last week I had roughly the same amount of gold, but another 600 more gold on the auction house. So, things went down. Not particularly surprising. When I say things, I'm talking about what I call total value, which is the sum of your gold and the auction house value you have. And generally speaking, if your total value is increasing, then you're getting richer. But of course, I spent a ton of gold this week. I decided to swap out my attack speed enchants for agility ones, because Librams of Veracity were cheap enough that I was willing to go for it. It's theoretically maybe not a DPS increase, but it's more flexible, and it's a guaranteed DPS increase. So that's why I went for it. But it does mean that I spent more than 500 gold on enchants this week. And I also bought an underworld band for my warlock for 130 gold. So I probably spent at least 600 gold on my characters, just improving them. So that's essentially where my total value went. So, I'm still actually only down 500 gold in total value. So I still made money on the stuff that is related to crafting and going on the auction house, but I did go down slightly in value, but that's okay. I haven't done too much stuff on my alt. My warlock is now level 38. He has max level tailoring soon. I've started using the Mooncloth cooldown just now, which is pretty good. Mooncloth has gone up a lot in price due to the Bloodvine set coming with Sulgurub, and probably will be very valuable for a while, because you can't masscraft it. You have to have a level 35 tailor to make it. So that's pretty cool. I haven't crafted too much engineering stuff this week, but I've gotten sales. I crafted a huge chunk of Goblin Rocket helmets, and they're just selling nicely and evenly. I'll be gradually adding some more tailoring crafts when I can now as well. But I've focused on the 30 days to a token challenge. That's taken up most of my time that I could dedicate to stuff like crafting and improving my markets in that way. So, I expect to be able to spend some more time doing crafting going forward. Because this is also on my main account, so that's going to be very good. I'll also be able to play my Warlock more, which is fun. If you look at my sales this week, I hit 3,053 gold in sales for the last 7 days, so I'd say that's pretty good. I believe that's just a little less than last week, but there are some markets, particularly engineering, that I haven't been restocking as diligently as I did last week. It's been much harder to find enough solid stone for the separate charges, and I've also been slacking on the thorium shells a little bit. But we'll see if we can get that stuff up to snuff again this week. Hopefully we can, and we'll see if we can beat it, especially when I add some more tailoring gear and eventually leatherworking. But we'll see. Overall, it's pretty obvious that my approach is working, even if I'm not the richest player in Classic by any means, because I just don't play the game that much. And you need to play the game quite a bit to really get up there. But still, things are continuously looking up. Things are just working. So that's very, very nice. So let's take a look at what's going on with the game. Now, there isn't that much new going on with the game right now. In BFA, we're still in the last patch of the expansion. And of course, what is coming is on the horizon, and that is going to be Shadowlands, which is what we're waiting for. But until Shadowlands, and until we start getting some more concrete news from the alpha, from what's coming up, then I won't know too much. But then we'll take a look at that as it comes and bring you the information and my thoughts on them as we get an idea of what Blizzard are planning for the next expansion. I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm very interested to see what they do. In some ways, I kind of want to play retail a little bit more, but I feel like at this point, it's way too late to really get into BFA in terms of the end game. And I still enjoy Classic quite a bit, and I really want to get to Anki-Raj and Nax. But I do want to do some more retail raiding in Mythic Plus and those pieces of content that you don't really have in Classic at all. Now, in Classic, of course, there's really not that much going on right now. Outside of Battleground weekends that are really going to have an impact on how much people do PvP. We're still waiting for Sul'Gurub, which is going to be the next like major change. I've already written about some of the new recipes coming from Sandalar tribe rep. We don't know all, we can't be 100% sure about what's coming outside of Sandalar tribe. There could be some recipes from Seliathus with the first quests and stuff that's added there. In preparation for Anki-Raj, and of course we have the emerald dragons as well, but they are less important, at least from a pure gold making perspective. Still gonna be a little bit of business as usual for a while in Classic. It's gonna be a huge bump in markets related to the good new recipes from Sul'Gurub, but that's about it. All right, so usually we also do some questions from our patrons if they have any, and we didn't get any this week, or I didn't get any this week, which means that we're just gonna jump straight on into the discussion point. So I'm just gonna talk a little bit about my thoughts and what I a little bit of a retrospective on the 30 days to a token challenge. So I'm doing this before I really dived into my sales data or dived into, because I recorded a lot of data when I do the challenge. I did it the last time as well, because I think that's really important. Because the point of the challenge, what's the point of doing a 30 days to a token challenge? Well, part of it is, of course, it's going to be fun for me to challenge myself. But the main point of this is to learn what are the methods that will work to get you to your first token in 30 days. Because this is a very normal use case. This is for players who want to start paying their subscription with gold rather than money. So I want to prove that you can do it just starting from scratch, level 120 character and nothing else. You can potentially do it starting from level 1. I know Kayun, the streamer, has done it. But I think that's going to require quite a bit of time and very dedicated farming, and I really don't enjoy farming, which is something that I learned from doing the challenge as well. So the point of the challenge is really to show that you can do it and to figure out how you can do it, because I don't really play around with the constraints you have when you're just starting out, which is mainly that you don't have too much gold to spend or use. So this is of course gonna quite strongly going to limit what sort of markets you can be active in, what sort of gold making methods you can use. Now I've really enjoyed the challenge this time around as well. One thing that's different is that for sure I spent more time logged in over the first portion of it this time around. I feel like maybe when I look at my played numbers, I feel like I played too much. And I'm a little surprised that I could put in that much time. But because I don't have that much time to play the game. At least that's how I feel. But apparently I could put in like three hours a day on average, which is surprisingly high. I've been playing or staying up a little too late lately, so that's certainly gonna be why. I feel like that's that's not particularly casual. You can do it playing more casually as well, though. I did not hyper optimize my time in game for gold making. I did a lot of stuff that while I made a little bit of gold, I didn't do it primarily for gold. I did some Mythic Dungeons. I did LFR. The Mythic Dungeons was to get tidal cores and craft the embroidered deep sea bag. So I did make some gold, but certainly not efficient gold per hour compared to fishing in the corrupted zones, which I made quite a bit of gold on when I was farming. So that's something I did. But you can do pretty much exactly what I did in terms of gold making with fewer hours played, and still make your token in time. And I made it very well in time. I mean, we did it on day 20, which is pretty good. It's not crazy. You can certainly do it faster if you really, really put your mind to it. I also didn't just get a token. At the end, I had 100,000-ish gold left over, or at least not gold, but auctions posted on the auction house. And I leveled Inscription from 0 to 175. I leveled Cooking from 0 to 175, and I leveled Tailoring from 0 to 151. So we have trade skills, we're ready to roll, we're ready to keep crafting bunches of stuff. I already mentioned a little bit about the items that worked for me, but my overall strategy, I started out with fishing and mining and Inscription. And I did some fishing, I did some mining to farm up some gold. And I leveled Inscription, and I tried to do some milling and selling the inks. That didn't work, so I just started crafting with the inks, and that worked quite fast. I sold early on. I sold tomes, talent reset tomes. Then I transitioned into. I sold some contracts. I started leveling up. The first big sales I got from Inscription was the Highborn compendiums, and those started selling really well, particularly after I started driving the price downwards. The profit margin was in like the 3 to 4 times crafting cost before I started driving the price down, but I could barely get any sales, and it was very obvious that the competition was quite active. So that's when I decided to just drive the price down, get it to a more palatable level, or a level where more players will be interested in the items, and rely on a higher sale rate, and that worked really well. I got way more sales when I drove the price down to 4,000, which is just 2 times crafting cost, and that I got a lot of sales. I also made quite quickly a lot of gold with cooking, particularly the 8.3 food. I also did quite a bit of fishing to make some extra gold early on. I fished the schools for malformed gnashers and aberrant void fins. Then you get fish, and you also get a chance at the gloop pet. I think I ended up with four gloop pets overall. I sold 3 of them for about 5,000 gold each. So that's 15,000 gold from those. And then I made, of course, money from the fish as well. I also did a little bit of questionable meat farming, and I did some mining, but I realized that mining doesn't work when you don't have flying. So don't do that. If you're like a completely fresh new player, if you want to do farm, then you need to do something where you stand still. So that's going to be questionable meat. That's going to be stuff like hardened springs in Mechagon for killing mobs. I didn't try that, but I probably would have if I'd still been doing the challenge. Or fishing in the corrupted zones, because you can use flying, or you can just stand still in Vale of Eternal Blossoms and just fish aberrant void fins primarily. So all of those things are going to work. I didn't sell any uncanny combatant gear, but I never finished leveling tailoring because it was just going to be too expensive. So in terms of just making or finishing the challenge in 30 days, it wasn't worth it. If I'd had a longer term focus, then I certainly would have finished leveling tailoring and started crafting more uncanny gear. I sold one uncanny offhand for 50-60% profit, and the price on those were also extremely high, and I started driving the price down very deliberately because I didn't get any sales. I wasn't getting any sales, so that means that the price is too high or the competition is too stiff. And at that point, they were being posted for almost 5 times the crafting cost, which is an extremely high profit margin and almost never sustainable. So that's why I decided to drive that down. But yeah, we did the challenge. we had fun. I streamed quite a bit of it. I was feeling a little sick for a portion in the middle, so I didn't stream too much of the middle, sadly. I did also catch the last day where I just did some old raids to get enough liquid gold to buy the tokens, as I was just missing a couple of thousand gold. So you can see me buy the token live on stream. I'm mostly gonna share the link to the video of that in the episode description. So that was pretty fun. I hope you guys enjoyed following on the challenge, and tomorrow we're going to have a post where I go a little deeper and more detailed into what I did and the numbers behind. So stay tuned for that. So that's going to be the end of this show today, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're all okay and you're having a reasonable time, and that no one in your immediate family or circle is affected too badly by the ongoing pandemic. At least I'm safe and sound and still producing content. I don't really have anything more to say except a massive thank you to my patrons who helped make this show and the blog possible. And I'm going to wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.